This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network, and we're brought to you by the Vodoliak Law Group, fighting insurance companies since 1963, and BetChicago.com, your source for all of Chicago's sports and betting news.
This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. The following program is recorded live and intended for all audiences.
Trubisky's not a loser. And me coming over to Trubisky, here's what I'm going to tell the people. To say, oh, it's about time you came over. And I knew it all along. You're all morons who loves Cutler. A guy that dresses up like Mike Ditka before a game, that's probably what turned to me that he understands the tradition of the Bears. If Jay Cutler would have been everything this guy is, he would have probably been gone to the playoffs 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And I fully expect Trubisky to keep getting better because he gives a damn. And I think that's 90% of the band. Don't you like when I just shut people down and I make a reasonable argument? That's what debate's all about. Ooh. That's what it's all about. I hate that song. The hokey pokey sucks. Let's just go on. Put your left foot in. I don't like nobody telling me what to do when I'm dancing. You put your left foot in. I'm going. Nagy understands the division. Wants that. Trestman. Fox. They wouldn't understand their tradition if it hit them in the ass. So Matt Nagy has instilled that into the players. And I love it. This Trubisky kid with Nagy is the right marriage, and I'm going to give Ryan Pace and everybody from Ted Phillips on down a little pat on the back.
You're listening to the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now.
That's right. The Mike North Advantage starts right now. My name is Aldo Gandia. I am Mike's wingman. And today we're going to talk about those Packers. They are now 0-5 on the road and dropping in the standings. We're going to talk about the Bears' primetime match against the Minnesota Vikings. We're going to talk about the Beat Mike North contest brought to you by Bet Chicago and Bears Barroom. We'll talk about Mike's picks for this upcoming week. He is still the hottest handicapper in the business. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
First of all, the best host in the business, Aldo Gandia, ladies and gentlemen. A round of applause. Yeah! Okay. I don't have enough pressure on me. Now Bet Chicago's got to throw this contest into the mix. Now I'm going up against Joe Public. And like I tried to explain to everybody, let me tell you something. This is your chance to jump in on this contest. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
But how many people get the chance to play one-on-one with Michael Jordan? I did, but not many. How many people get a chance to throw a pitch and try to strike out Babe Ruth? Well, nobody now. Everybody's dead. And
I thought you were saying you did.
How many people get a chance to really match up, match wits with a chess master? Not many. If Bobby Fischer walked through that door, he'd wipe me out on the chessboard in 15 minutes. He'd go, boom. King, checkmate, whatever the hell they say, right? Now you can go one-on-one against the greatest in the business. Yours truly, only exclusively at two places, which wouldn't make it exclusively, but that's beside the point. The Chicago Sun-Times, mm-hmm, with Mark Padish and the guys, and Aldo, yes, another week of A's, Gandia at Bears Barroom, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm psyched. I'm ready to go, and the Green Bay Packers got me a push last night because I had Seattle -3, my friend.
So a push, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and so your streak on Thursday is really continuous.
Did I really throw you off your game a little bit with that long thing that basically went nowhere?
No, I tell you what, it did go somewhere because Steven Zim Zimmerman in the chat room says that he's already entered. I've already entered. And so if you guys who are out there listening live and you can multitask, just go over to bearsbarroom.com. All the rules and entry link are there. But like as Mike said, we'll talk about it more later. And so tell me, on Thursday nights, your winning streak, or you have not lost a Thursday night game, let's put it that way, for about
six weeks.
Excellent. Well done.
Yeah, you know what? It was one of those games where Russell Wilson really played, in my opinion, one of his dumber games.
Yes.
The first three quarters. I mean, I'm watching the game, and I'm going, he's overthrowing people. But then Rodgers was missing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, I knew that Green Bay's record on the road was pitiful. I saw that basically, you know, you're playing at Seattle, which is the toughest road place to play this point of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, you know, Russell Wilson's always been good to me. There's certain players that kill me, and then there's other players that cover for me and do what they have to do, and this was no different because in the fourth quarter, he became prime rib from Chuck Steak earlier. Just came from nowhere and became Russell Wilson from a few years back because the team has completely changed, and I thought the defense stood up when they had to. Aaron Rodgers, they bottled him up, I think, early. They couldn't get containment on him. He played basically what I read in the paper today. Somebody called it street ball. That's how they got a score now. You don't see, like, 12-play drive. They don't run the ball. I thought McCarthy had a I'm a Mike McCarthy fan, but if you want to question him today for the lack of running game, you can do that. They only ran the ball a handful of times. Like, you got to run the ball more, especially in a close game like this, and he can't put it all on Aaron Rodgers and other receivers.
I am with you 100% on your analysis there. Let's listen to Aaron Rodgers. He got a little upset with ESPN beat reporter for the Green Bay Packers, Rob Dombrowski, when Rob asked him if the Packers now were essentially out of the playoffs. This is what Rodgers said.
Come on, Rob. What kind of question is that?
I don't know. I mean, doesn't, come on, man. You can't win on the road. What are you going to be able to do?
I don't even know how to answer that, Rob. I mean, come on, what am I supposed to say? Of course there's hope. Of course we believe in each other. You know, it's just going to take one galvanizing moment. So whether that's a speech or a practice or something happens in the game, something's got to get this thing going.
He's looking for a galvanizing moment, Mike, whatever that means.
You know what? I should have been the professor of analogies. You've told me that many times as we walk down the rough, tough streets of Arlington Heights, right? Here's what I'm going to tell you. Galvanizing, we're going to have that one galvanizing moment. Well, wait a minute. I'm a street guy. When you're telling me you haven't had that galvanizing moment, then you don't all believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe Green Bay Packer fans believe. You don't go 0-5 on the road and end up representing anything in the National Football League. And if you do, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I think Aaron Rodgers, okay, is good. I don't think he's what he was. I don't think he's got some of the tools he needed. I don't think he can rely on Adams for the whole game. Mm-hmm. I thought some big people stood up for him. I thought their defense basically stood up for him. And I thought it was wrong. I saw there was criticism for McCarthy punting the football with 4 minutes left. Wait a minute. Russell Wilson hadn't done hardly diddly mm-hmm. all night. If you don't make it on 4th and 2, you're giving him the ball at the 50 with 4 minutes left? You got to make him try to run the field. So even Packer fans are disheveled because they're not used to this. But you know what? I've always said it, and I heard it last night. Joe Buck, I mean, my God. I mean, if you asked him what Aaron Rodgers' armpits smell like, it would be like Dr. Pepper, you know? Ridiculous. I mean, the fawning is ridiculous.
It really is.
It's mine. When he does good, when they win, it's him.
Mm-hmm.
When they lose, it's everybody else, the announcers, the reporter he's mad at.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to deflect today the real criticism of, what, they put up 3 points last night in the second half? Come on.
Mm. Now, the Packers are 0-5 on the...
You think I was a little rough there?
No, I loved every moment of it.
I did, too. I did, too. I didn't even surf the websites last night. I went to bed, slept like a baby.
Oh, my goodness. Same here. All Chicago Bears fans slept really good last night.
I'm not feeling sorry for the Green Bay Packer fans.
Heck no. Heck no. The most entitled fans in the NFL. Now,
guess what you own? I got a piece of the Packers. Good. Go eat some dirt outside the stadium. That's what you got.
Go chew on that frozen tundra.
Yeah. Go look at one of the horses that blocked the traffic. Not the real horses. You know, the things I put across the barriers?
Yes.
Yeah, you own that. Congratulations.
That's
idiot.
Classic. Now, last thing on
they
the
got stuff. They got like a diploma in their office.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, you own part of the Green Bay Packers. No, you don't. You got stock in the Green Bay Packers. Of what?
Exactly. It's worth
it. You look in the mailbox, it's empty. It's like your welfare check is missing. Please.
That is so good, classic.
Come on.
Now, this team, this Packer team, is 0-5, and they still have road games at Minnesota and at Chicago. I forgot the third game, but the third game they should probably win. But they probably are going to be.
That's very good. That was very good commentary. The third game they should probably win. Nothing's guaranteed to Green Bay, also.
That's true. That's so true.
Come on. You say you made a mistake, you don't know where it's at, and we'll see what happens later.
I made a mistake.
My God.
But do you think this team has a chance of making the playoffs? I mean, all that.
I pray to God, no. They aren't that good. They didn't put no fear in me last night. Pass rush, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
He rolls out, and he improvises great. But they don't, at their offensive line, I was a little bit surprised. Seattle didn't blitz a whole lot. And when they did blitz, Ken Norton, senior or junior, if it was Ken Norton Sr., that would be a story. Ken Norton Jr. would blitz the one time, and they got burned. So I thought that, they played good. They were competitive. They tried. Somebody's got to lose, and it's tough on the road, and it's not their year. That's it. Aaron Rodgers is going to retire someday with one Super Bowl win, folks.
Yeah.
And then he'll go away. And Brady will probably still be playing. It'll be 2028, and they'll be saying that, somebody's son, Brett Favre's son, is better than him. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Great stuff, Mike. All right, let's talk. Let's talk about our Chicago Bears. I'm dying to know what you think about Cody Parkey. He had a terrible game last week. Let me play a little sound clip from the special teams coach, Chris Tabor, who coached Parkey when they were at Cleveland Browns together. And Tabor was under gun from the Chicago reporters, although they really didn't ask as many tough questions as I would have probably have done.
What a surprise.
Definitely you would have really put that guy on the spot. That would have been classic. But here's what Tabor said about Parkey.
I know what's under the hood on this kid. That's why I'm excited for him. I believe in him. I know what type of day that was. We all get it. At the end of the day, we did win the game. That's a positive. But you also understand that as we move forward in this journey, it's going to come down to field goal kicks.
My God, it's so sick.
You sound like his players.
If we hadn't won these games, he'd be gone. Period.
Yes, you're right.
That's the honest to God truth.
Mm-hmm. That is
and
so
he
true.
Made some comment. I think some of the guys were offended. He says Jesus has a plan for him. I think even little Nicky was mad at me. Delete that tweet. like the Holy Crusaders were at my door. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So all I'm going to say is he says Jesus has a plan. I go, Jesus would have cut you by now. I got news for you. And Jesus is busy with Notre Dame right now. He has no time for a field goal kicker who was given a lot of money to try to guide him. I think he should get a bonus or go on the sharpshooters tour, because apparently you'll never see somebody hit the uprights four times again.
Yeah, that is for sure.
Ever.
Oh my God.
I really believe that I watch Robbie Gould, and I see a guy that's missed three kicks since the Bears got rid of him. And here's what, people are busting my tail. Hey, Jordy Nelson's retiring, he's hurt, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get it. Where were all the people that told me when I said Robbie Gould should be brought back? And people said, he makes $3 million a year. He makes $3 million a year. You could find a field goal kicker anywhere. Oh, really? How's that working for everybody now? Now, many years ago this happened. This wasn't last year. But Robbie Gould has missed three kicks since the Bears released him. It was a bad move. It was a money move at the time. And you know what? That's a staying tight, can't get out. Period. End of story.
Yeah, I don't know. I will debate you on that. Robbie had a tough time that last season, and maybe under a better coach, because John Fox did nothing to nurture the guy or to help him. And then he went on to New York Giants, and they cut him, and then he ended up in San Francisco, where he's played very well. I'm not bemoaning too much the release of Robbie like you are. I don't know.
Well, I'm not bemoaning it. Everybody else is. Yeah. Arky's taking the blame, and he deserves to take the blame. Like I said, if they didn't win these games, he'd be gone. That's what happens to kickers that miss kicks like that.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a disaster. That miss kicks like that and lose. Then they move on. Yeah. But they got money tied up in them. They're going to try to believe in them. Mm-hmm. They finally did what I asked. And then they'll go, host this. They go, Mike, do you have a crystal ball? Yeah, I got a crystal ball. My noggin. I said 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, right here on Bears Barrel Room.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. I know what you're going to say.
You got to go to Soldier Field.
Right.
And kick. The next thing I know, here he comes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gee whiz. It's different in Lake Forest. I don't want to hear Coach Nagy telling me it's windy everywhere. It's windy in Lake Forest. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an excuse. And I know that it's a tough drive. So, you know what? Like Coach Gabriel said today, I saw it on Twitter, why don't the helicopters that are flying over take them from Lake Forest to Soldier Field so he doesn't have to drive there?
Excellent point.
Why not?
Excellent point. How true is that? And nobody asked Chris Tabor why wasn't he kicking at Soldier Field since the beginning of the season.
Because they're all a bunch of ball washers and afraid. They got to be, don't they? Those are logical questions, right?
Right, you would think. Nobody asked.
I mean, look, I understand. They believe in him. I heard that for 8 years with some football players on the Chicago Bears. Sometimes it's not going to happen. But it's okay to act like this and to tell the fans lies as long as you win.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask you this. Had we lost two of the last three games? Against, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, has anybody brought up that the last three games were against three of the top five worst football teams in the league and three of the worst football teams I've ever seen? And I know the Bears make you look that way because they're playing great.
Right.
And they're winning the games that are scheduled. And right. We used to lose to teams like this. But I got to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. If I'm a fan of the Lions, Jets, and Bills, I'm looking for Brooks' chair from Shawshank Redemption. My God. Rock that chair and hang around. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Weren't those teams horrible?
They are bad. They are bad.
I'm looking for the warden to look up at the tower, and I take one right in the heart.
Well,
my God.
It's interesting,
though. I love the warden. I love the warden in Shawshank. I love that guy.
Oh, man, he was good.
What an acting guy.
That, yeah, I forgot the actor's name, but he was sensational. Always played a really good tough guy.
I think his name is Guyton. G-U-Y-T-O-N.
Yes, yes.
I love that guy.
Yes, the Tooch is in the chat room. He'll do a
Tooch! I love Tooch! Yeah. I love them all.
They're all great. All right, so I want to talk about...
What did Tooch say? Did Tooch say anything?
He hasn't... I'm sure he's looking up the entire filmography of the actor, so he'll get back to us shortly.
Bob Guyton,
there you are.
I'm not playing around.
Man, this guy knows his stuff.
I love that guy. The perfect casting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Wow.
He is one of my all-time favorite villains in movies.
Right next to Ming the Merciless.
Flash Gordon reference.
Who's the greatest villain ever? If you ever watch the original Flash Gordon serials, Well, we'll get back to the Bears. Don't worry. We got plenty of time.
Right.
There'd be one of the shows where Ming wouldn't be on.
Mm-hmm.
I would be downcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good Ming the Merciless
was. Yes, absolutely. And yep. The special effects on that old show were tremendous, weren't they?
From 1930, they did a pretty good job.
They really did. All right. Now, this upcoming game against the Vikings has been flexed to Sunday night primetime football. And then the following game against the Los Angeles Rams, that one has been flexed too. Akeem Hicks was asked about that, and this is what he said.
Flex them all. Why not? They want to see us in primetime, and that's always... That's a blessing. That's the type of pressure that you want. You want people to want to see you in prime time. You want the league to give you that respect and say, hey, these guys are playing good football. We want to see them, you know, at the only game on TV that night. So
I love the attitude, right, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. They want to be on prime time. I mean, you know, they want to be well known. It only puts money in their pocketbooks if they perform well. I want Akeem Hicks to perform better. He only had one tackle last week. I understand his role. may not be to get sacks. He only has a handful this year. So I want him to perform better. I think Roquan Smith has been unbelievable as a rookie, especially one that missed training camp. I'm happy Mac is just a force. It seems like it's all engines go. I just think we need a few players to step up more. But right now, you can't complain.
You can't complain. But here, I'm going to complain about this flex schedule, because although while I love the fact that the Bears are playing the Vikings on Sunday night primetime, they have an early morning game on Thursday, Thanksgiving. Don't you think that's unfair for the NFL to do that?
Yes. But you know what? It's not about safety.
Yeah.
It's about rating.
That's right.
And I read something Jeff Akers said today, who's a sports media critic, that he basically wrote what we've always known.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Bears are great for the NFL when they're winning.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
So that's what they're going to do. They're going to bleed the turnip. They're going to get those ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I met with my buddies up in Niles the other night. We got to get together, guys I grew up with. And we all in unison were talking about the last 3-4 years, how we didn't even watch the game sometimes, or we'd only watch a half. And this year, everybody's watching the full game. So that's what we're seeing now. Because believe it or not, Bear fans or diehards or ball washers, they lost a lot of their audience over the last 2, 3, 4 years. They really did.
They really did. And it helps, too, that we've
got... And you see it now with the popularity of Bears Barroom. It's... Compared to the last couple of years, come on.
Oh, we're exploding. We're exploding because you know why?
Chicago, we're in the papers. We're breaking news. I mean, we got Phil cutting down tape better than the coaching staff does it. You got Shane. You got, I mean, got your Bear Girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Trey. I mean, come on now. I can't name them all. I could.
We've got
I can't.
We've got some people.
We got things to do, but I love them all. Just check out Bears Barroom at bearsbarroom.com.
And check out Bet Chicago, too, because they've got a great contest that they've teamed up with.
Yeah.
And so this is how it works. The contest is free to enter and easy to play. Simply pick 6 games from the Week 11 slate. And first of all, when you're prompted on the computer, you have to enter Barroom as the code. Now, if you pick more winners than Mike does, you have a really nice package of goodies sent to you by Bet Chicago. Those 6 games are the Panthers and Lions, Cowboys and Falcons, Texans and Redskins, Steelers at Jaguars, Eagles at Saints, and Vikings at Bears. Those are the 6 games that...
I'm going to ask you to repeat that later in our pick segment, because... Because you know what? I just got a sharp stomach pain from the pressure I'm undergoing right now.
Hey, I could...
Money's coming out of somebody's pocket at Bet Chicago. That doesn't usually end up well if I'm not getting my job done.
There's no way I could do what you do. The pressure? Are you kidding me? I start sweating at 8:59 a minute before we're going on the air, and then you've got to sweat through a whole Sunday of football games. I could not do that. No way.
I'm on my knees. I got a little miniature chapel in my... And I'm on my knees in front of the TV trying to catch a win in the evening. Nuts.
That is great stuff.
Unbelievable. And I don't have to hear from the bookie priest. I'm sick of him. You know what? He calls me. 6-7. I see you later, pal. And then he comes on all pious and stuff. I'm sick of that guy. People don't know he's my cousin.
I was going to ask if you were related.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. I'm sick of him.
He's a handsome-looking guy, I'll tell you that.
Don't you feel like Mean Gene just now?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, let's do some picks.
Yes! Is the music on?
It is on, full blast.
It's all about rhythm, folks. It cuts in, it cuts out. I don't know what's going on. My earring, I don't know what it's about. Okay, tap it down. I'm a little bit scared, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes Mark Potash. Now, as everybody knows, nobody will ever go through a run like I did at 18-1-1. I don't think right Aldo ever again. Ever.
Ever. Ever in the history of
ever.
Sports.
Ever.
Never.
If somebody else does it, fine. But I don't need Mark Potash crawling up my rear end where I can smell the Brill Cream. You know what I mean, folks? I don't need this. I'm going to give him kudos, though, because this is what happened. He went 4-0 in best bets last week.
Wow.
While I went...
Sorry.
I don't need the cheering from the bleachers, okay? Like somebody being strangled. I don't need that. Anyway, so Mark Bodish went 4-0. I went 2-2. And Sylvie, who is bringing me the chair as we speak from Shawshank, mm-hmm. and we're going to carve our initials pretty soon into the top, he went 1-3. So this is cool. For best bets, Bodish now is 23-16-1. I'm 26-12-2. And Sylvie's just one good week or two good weeks away at 16-23-1. It's competitive. Now I just want to finish above 500 because my last 4 weeks I've been 8-11-1. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, be under 500. Now, last week I won my major pick with the Washington Redskins. I'm 5-4-1. Potash is 1-0. That makes him 8-2, and Sylvie's 6-4. So this is competitive now.
I love
Even
it.
Though I'm winning the major. The major two deals. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, Eldo?
I get you. Absolutely.
And I don't need it now with this contest from Bet Chicago on top of Sylvie and on top of Mark. I don't need it. Anyway. But make sure you get your entries in because they do give you good loot, right, my friend?
Oh, yes, indeed. My entry is in.
Right.
Steven Zim Zimmerman's is in. And Johnny Santucci just said that he entered. So we got people entering as we speak.
They're all going to be disappointed. How's that?
The gauntlet has been thrown.
It's like me against the world. I love it. I feel like Lex Luthor. Anyway, when was the last time you heard of an insurance company going bankrupt? I can't think of one. When was the last time someone you know went bankrupt? According to USA Today, medical debt is the number one reason people go bankrupt. Why is that? In large part, it's because when someone is injured due to the negligence of another, the laws are written in favor of the insurance company. So, the law requires you to file your claim by a deadline. If you don't, you can never recover your money. Well, guess who's going to get that for you? The Vrdoliak Law Group. V-R-D-O-L-Y-A-K. The Vrdoliak Law Group. They've been doing this. They've been helping their clients, and they've been beating the odds for over 55 years. You know what? They'll make sure you don't have to struggle to put food on the table. They'll get you out of that medical debt that insurance companies and other people take advantage of. That's the Vrdoliak Law Group. So, here we go. Eldo's going, for the love of God,
no, that
don't make me go to the Grand Canyon and tell myself that's a short jump. Just give us a pick. Okay,
okay,
it's time for my number one main pick,
okay,
of which we are 26-12-2. And by the way, Aldo, if I go 2-2 everywhere for every week, that's fine with me. Because
mm-hmm.
we'll have won a ton of money.
That's right.
We'll be way over the limit.
That's
okay,
right.
Here we go.
If you've been following Mike since the beginning of the season and taking his advice, and he goes 2-2 the rest of the season, you got enough money for a driveway, which is why I'm kicking myself in the butt.
Yeah, because now you jumped on and I haven't been as hot. Okay,
that's
here we
right.
go. I'm giving you folks a guaranteed bona fide win right here. If any of them, if I only get one win, this is going to be it. Okay?
Okay.
So you want to go against me, go against me. Go ahead. Bring it on. Anyway. The Colts -2 versus the Titans.
Okay.
I'm taking the Titans in this one. I think the Titans grew up. I think the Titans, by the way, let me just say this. I called that game last week. And the Patriots, I said they would be nice to Vrabel. Did I not, Eldo?
You did.
When they play somebody else, the Patriots are out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget, I got something for you folks. You didn't know, but I did. The Lions beat the Patriots this year.
That's right.
Patricia was their coach.
Yep.
A former Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? I think that did a lot to know what the system was, and they won that game, and I think they're going to get on a roll now. The Colts are not. The Colts with Marvin Harris and all them. Sooner or later, they're stubbing their toe. That's going to be this week, okay?
Here's Marvin Harris.
The virus. It's called get off this team, but you just can't. All right? Steelers -5.5 at Jacksonville. I'm taking Jacksonville. I think they could stay with it. Last week they lose by seven. This team is going to be the team that either keeps me alive or sinks me.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get off my system. Now, I like that. What did you just do?
I said, okay.
Oh, okay. But you said it like, yeah, okay. Yeah, like that. You know?
Yeah.
Which is good. Which is good.
Your system's been working, so let's keep it going.
Well, that's my point, Aldo. I don't pick these games. Mm-hmm. The system picks them. Mm-hmm. You think I like taking Jacksonville? Look, I got kudos, and I appreciate all of that from the Bear fans that have been betting these picks and for the people to listen to Bear Barroom. I got a guy, people tweet me, we never thought Cleveland would win last week, Mike, and they won, and we picked them on Bear Barroom. Mm-hmm. So you got to take chances, and I'm telling you, Jacksonville sooner or later is going to cover, and maybe this is the week they lose by three. So I'm taking Jacksonville plus the 5.5 over Pittsburgh. Here's the one I'm going to do something. I want to do something unprecedented, but once I do this, I'll screw myself. I'm thinking of changing a pick.
Ooh.
Because in the Sun Times, these are in the barroom picks are in dark lettering. In the Sun Times, I took the Giants -1.5 for Tampa. Now, Tampa's coming to the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So you would automatically think, with the weather being what it is, and they're getting annihilated right now, that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Eldo, do not want to play in New York. Here's my problem. Potash, myself, and Silverman all took them. And we are 25% when all three of us take a team, the same team, as one of our main picks.
Who does that math
for
you?
What's that?
Who does that math for you?
I do.
That's a good one. I could never figure out 25% of 100.
Well, that means you win one out of every four when the three of you pick the same way.
Oh, okay.
See, you get my point? I'm a 250 hitter. We're all hitting 250. Like if it's the Bears-Vikings, and we all take the Vikings,
right?
There's a good chance the Bears are going to win.
Okay.
Because when we all pick the same way, so I have, listen to this. You didn't have to take me down a world where I have to explain every single thing to you, okay? My God, I'm exhausted now, and I got a rock in my shoe. Okay. The Giants, Giants and Giants in the Sun Times, all in dark lettering.
Okay.
When that happens, we usually lose that game.
Yeah.
So I was considering taking the Buccaneers on Barroom and taking the Giants in the Sun Times because I had to make that pick Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm hearing where people all over are taking the Giants, and usually that doesn't end good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what would you do? Stick to your guns or take a different pick?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? The Giants have not been good to you this year, right?
They've been okay.
Okay. I'm sticking...
A little bit of good, a little bit bad.
I'm sticking with your guns. I think your initial, Tampa Bay and that.
All right, I'll stick with the Giants. Thanks for your sound thought. If World War II, we would have lost. If I was Eisenhower, you were my right hand man. My God, we'd be speaking German right now. Okay, so I got the Titans, the Jaguars, and the Giants. Okay, are you ready for this one?
I am ready. Number four.
How many episodes have we done so far?
This is number 14.
We're going to be doing this for 20-some years like Bonanza. We're going to end up getting the music. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Aldo's going, let's get through the first year, please.
Yes.
Just try to finish above water. You're almost drowning lately. Okay. Cardinals -5 versus the Raiders. Here I go again.
Okay.
The Cardinals are good, but they're not 5 points better than the Raiders, and the Raiders are disastrous. I would just say this. It's going to be Gruden. I think that they figure out a way to win this game. I take them as my main pick. And I won my main pick last week with Washington, so I have the Raiders as my main pick, the Giants, the Jaguars, and the Titans.
Raiders
plus... You feel
plus...
sort of like good about those picks, bad or lukewarm?
I feel good about these. I love the Raiders on the road against Arizona. I think that is a great best pick. And
let me relook at this. Let me relook at that game. I don't need you chiming in. Okay, let's move on. All right?
Okay.
Are we ready?
I gave you the kiss of death, didn't I? When I like one of your
picks. That's okay. Listen, if I go 2-2, I'll be so happy. I will. I'm in the fetal position. I haven't had, thank God, a shutout week.
Well,
okay,
Mike, last week when you picked the Browns over the Falcons, I went, what? And you were like, hey.
You know what's killing me?
You were right.
The afternoon time. I go 6-2-1 in the morning, and then I couldn't win a game after that in the afternoon.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah,
he who gambles lives in shambles unless you're with me. Last week I was 6-7. That's fine. If I'm 6-7 the rest of the way out, I finish above 53%. 53% is basically what you have to be a great handicapper or better. Right now I'm going with my four picks at a 60-some percent clip. So we're rolling. But only a Glob Group bringing us this portion of the picks. 844-4-VLG-LAW. 844-4-VLG-LAW. The Verdolia Glob Group in Chicago and Nashville. The law firm that's been fighting insurance companies since 1963. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. I'm going to leave the bear game for last, so make sure you remind me, okay?
You got it.
Let's hear the music a little bit. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun.
All right. Music up. Music down.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I broke into a sweat. I felt like I was back at Chili's on the dance floor. Okay. Here we go. Falcons -3 versus the Cowboys. I think it's fashionable to want to take maybe the Cowboys. The Falcons are the most up and down, very good team I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just say the Falcons, but I would go light on this game. Remember, try to just go with the four games that you have from me. But if you want to go other games, I'll advise you. Falcons is a game that they could easily lose. There's no rhyme or reason for them. They'll win on a game on the road by 20, and then they'll go lose, you know, the next week to the Cleveland Browns. They'll beat Washington and lose to Cleveland. So that's my point here. So take the Falcons at home against the Dallas Cowboys. The Baltimore Ravens -3.5 versus the Bengals. Now, I really believe that the odds makers set the line according to what they know. And I know this. They know that Lamar Jackson's dinged up. They know that Joe Flacco's dinged up.
Mm-hmm.
So guess who's been taking most of the snaps, guys?
Who's that?
RG3.
Oh, that's
and
right.
There is a chance, if Lamar Jackson can't go and Flacco can't go, that RG3 would be the guy to go. Yet I look at the line here, and this was of... So maybe more information came in. But the Ravens and the Sun-Times, I can only go by the lines I'm forced to take.
Right.
The Ravens are -3.5 versus the Bengals. You know what? I'm sick of the Bengals. Eldo brought up a team that's hurt me this year, like the Giants. They've been okay.
Mm-hmm.
They'll win a game, lose a game for me. The Bengals have been a disappointment. And the fact that Marvin Lewis, after 16 seasons, still has a job is a joke. It is a joke. And now who do they bring in to help them? Hugh Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Two jokes.
I mean, you've got to be kidding me. And the Cincinnati Bengal fans are forced to eat their crap.
Yeah.
And I'm forced to not cover. Period. And I'm, you know what, whether they win this week or not, I'm jumping off them. And I don't usually do that. I wait things out. But I'm taking the Ravens -3.5 versus the Bengals. I don't care if the body of Sid Luckman comes back in skeleton form and plays against, and plays against the Bengals. They'll figure out a way to win. Okay?
Okay. Sid Luckman in skeleton form.
I'm not bitter, though. I'm not bitter. No. You don't sense that from me.
Not
I'm bold and brazen.
Yes. And not one bit bitter. No, not at all.
No, okay, sure. Texans -3 at the Washington Redskins. Another team that's up and down, the Washington Redskins. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
And when Deshaun Watson's off a bye, like last year, he threw for 400 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that, you know, I've been hearing. And by the way, let me just address everything about Watson and Mahomes. And look, opinions change over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm appreciating the people on social media that are telling other people, hey, you Trubisky haters, you know, you better, now you're back, hey. Wait a minute. And or you guys that still hate Trubisky, because there's some guys out there still that are stubborn and don't understand football. Okay? That will stay stubborn to the point of stupidity. Here's my point. I haven't heard a lot of bashing of Trubisky, have you? The last 2 weeks? Have you?
Nope. Not at all.
Try to run with me on this. Pretend we're jogging.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm out of breath.
Have you had... I haven't heard that yet. I see on social media. Look, let me tell you something. Eldon knows this 3 weeks ago. I said on Barroom after Nagy gave him that speech on the sidelines and he dressed like Ditka. It's in the open.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want people sensing that I'm jumping on the Trubisky. No, I'm the guy that said Cutler wouldn't work for 8 years. I know the quarterback position. I know it. So I knew 3 weeks ago. Eldon, I think we got something here. Didn't I say that?
Absolutely.
Okay, defense rest. Are you ready for my next pick, for God's sake?
I'm ready. Wait a minute.
All right.
Who'd you pick in that last one?
I'm going to go with Deshaun Watson and the Texans. Okay. Minus three. Almost lost my pace. You know, I was on page 50, and I've only read 43. Okay?
Okay.
Texans, minus the three. Here's another team that just kills me every week.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions getting four at Detroit. They're horrible. And Stafford stinks. And they don't have the team around him to help him. But he's slow pulling the trigger now.
Mm-hmm.
I see this with Rodgers now. When you don't have an offensive line, you can't cherry pick any longer.
Yeah.
And last week, I saw a guy that was afraid to throw the football against a good defense.
Yep.
But I'm taking him. Lions, plus four at the Panthers. Okay?
Okay. 4 points, that's a lot.
Sure.
I like that pick.
I think so.
I think that's a solid pick.
Eldo's like a good coach, trying to keep my spirits up. Chargers by the seven at the Broncos. I believe in Phillip Rivers, and I don't believe in the Broncos. Yeah, I believe in Phillip Rivers for now.
Yeah.
But then that's been like, it's almost like Kansas in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in them until they lose. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't believe in them, but you believe in them in the long haul. Right now, to get me to pick the Chargers, giving somebody seven, at L.A., at this time of year, usually doesn't happen. Phil Rivers seems to have his game in order, and their defense is better. Bosa bad. I like them. Now, the Saints minus eight versus the Eagles. Let me tell you something. Everything went the Eagles' way last year. I knew at the beginning of the season. Forget about, the 85 years didn't. The 85 Bears didn't repeat. Yet, I was supposed to think, or you were supposed to think, or your mother, or your grandmother, or your cousins, that the Eagles were going to repeat. They're a mess. Peterson, I think, got lucky last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's back to being normal. I think last year everything worked. This year it doesn't. And I think Drew Brees is unbelievable. He does not lose on prime time or any time. He's better than Aaron Rodgers, folks.
All right.
Just face it.
Is he better than Tom Brady?
No. Saints, minus eight versus the Eagle.
Okay, Saints minus eight.
Last. Yeah. You having trouble writing these down or you type them in?
No, I've got my list.
Or do you look at the bright one?
I always look at the bright one.
And by the way, my records are back to being the bright one. My record's right this week.
They got it right.
Okay?
Finally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rams minus 3.5 versus the Chiefs.
Oh.
I keep waiting for the rookie. I saw him posing with Len Dawson. Let me just say this to everybody out there on behalf of Patrick Mahomes. I put open pit on my steak sometimes. Okay? Because open pit does your cooking proud. And it was, when I was a kid, we never got a good piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have the money. So we'd get ground chuck. My mom would go to the store and get the ground up steak, and we'd have it once a week. But it wasn't that good. And we put ketchup on it. And a lot of people do that.
Yep.
And I know he puts it on mac and cheese. I used to put ketchup on potato chips. So,
are you serious?
So I'm a Patrick Mahomes guy. I put mayonnaise sometimes on Italian beefs.
Oh, no.
I am.
No. Please.
Yeah, I know that's blasphemy, but yes. I've had a regular Italian beefs like 30,000 times. So sometimes you get combos. Try it. Do people have mayonnaise on roast beef?
Yeah.
On white? Yeah. So why would you have mayonnaise with a combo?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the Italian
beef. With the jardiniere, it will cripple you up. It will make you yell for mommy.
That is true.
And by the way, in this game, I am taking, I'm taking the Chiefs. So, last night I got a push. We all did. And we all took the Seahawks, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, they'd call this a parlay card buster. -4 +3 would ruin your card. Mm-hmm. So if they don't, you know, since they have, I don't know if parlay cards even have Thursday night games anymore because I don't dabble in them anymore
right. Like
I did back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But that would lose your parlay card, a tie. Last but not least, was Aldo going to remind me? I don't know.
I was just about to, but not that you need a reminder. Everybody is on the edge of their seats. Everybody in the chat room wants to know your pick for the Bears-Vikings. The Poobah says, you guys, did he say the Bears-Vikings predictions yet? Because he just joined us about 5 minutes ago. No, Poobah, it is coming up right now.
Let me tell you something, Poobah. Don't worry about it. You could podcast us.
That is
I mean,
true.
You could get us on podcast a half hour. Nobody does it better. If I had Carly Simon with me, well, first of all, the show would be canceled right now. No, seriously, if she was with me, she'd be singing Nobody Does It Better. Nobody. Then Aldo Gandia. So we're going to have, remember this, for Bet Chicago, for Doliak Law Group, for the contest. You know, we're not radio. Thank God. We have a great product.
Yes.
And what people hear, you can go back to. I mean, radio stations now, I have podcasts. That was unheard of back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You had to listen to us, and nobody missed because the product was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can catch them on podcast. I don't care to. If I don't want to catch them from 9 to noon or from noon to 3 or from 10 to 6 or whatever certain people are on, I'm never going to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch this one because you only get it live that 1 hour slot. People got things to do.
That's right. That is right.
So for God's sake, pick the game. All right, here we go.
Please,
I'm taking the Vikings plus the 2.5.
Oh.
I think Kirk Cousins comes up. He'll be the best quarterback the Bears have faced in 4 weeks. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but don't forget, I took the Lions last week. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
If I lose this game, I don't care. To be honest with you, I don't pick this game. I've told people, I don't pick the Vikings. If somebody goes, Mike, you're wrong, and you're going against the Bears. They're hot. I know that. Eldo's probably thinking, Mike, for God's sake, it's Bears Bar Room. We have investments. We have partners. We have advertisers. I don't pick the game. The system does. And the system tells me that the game might be 3 by this time it takes off, and the Vikings are the pick. So I hate to do it. I'm taking the Vikings.
Wow.
All right, well, the silent treatment. I don't need it, okay?
People in the chat room are, like, upset at you. Jeez, Mike, says CB
fan.
That's
good, though.
It is good. You're absolutely right.
Now, you know what? They've covered almost every week like the Chiefs.
Yes.
So they have already, listen to this. Listen, I want the Bears to win. You're not understanding what is going on here this year, folks. I'm not 26. If I picked who I wanted to win, I wouldn't be 26-12-2.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be. And I hate, there's two games. Look, I had to pick the Rams the last couple weeks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to pick them, but the system told me to pick them. You know what I mean? And I didn't make the Bear game, Viking game. The system, it's a weak pick. It's not one of my four picks. So I fully, in my world, expect the Bears to win by 10. But that's not what I'm hired to do by Bears. Aldo says, you know, I told Aldo, I think I could go like out of 30. I think I'd go out of 44 games, 26 wins. And I thought I heard like that. Like a kid laughing in class, trying to hold it back. I heard that.
Yes.
He did. I said, I'm going to win. So please, don't beat me up on this. It's just a pick. But the Vikings are the pick for me this week. I'm not going to bet it, though. I can't bet against the Bears.
Yeah,
Boy, you really have soured on me. We went from best friends to now I'm the homeless guy.
I'm speechless. The GoFundMe page. I'm speechless. So many of the fans in the chat room are saying, hey, the Bears are going to win by 17. Trubisky is going to get a revenge game because he lost against the Vikings last year in his first start because he threw a late game interception. We're getting all sorts of great comments in the chat room.
All right, let me give you some feedback here on that because I understand the chat room, and I don't mean to interrupt it.
No.
I mean, I'm getting a beating here. I need a stitch. I need to get stitches. I need a cut man. Okay? Let me just read the other predictions that I've read that I saw this morning, even though I made my pick already on Thursday, okay?
Okay.
Rick Morrissey thinks the Bears are going to win 24-21.
Okay.
Okay? He's 6-3. Rick Tellender thinks the Bears are going to win 24-22.
Oh, that's the kiss of death.
He's 7-2.
Seven and two.
But I don't know if they're just counting. I don't know if it's with the spread.
Yeah, I doubt it.
You know?
I doubt it, right.
They're just picking the game. Adam Johns picks the Vikings 24-20. He's 6-3. Patrick Finley picks the Vikings 27-24. He's 7-2. And Mark Podash, our friend, picks the Bears 20-17. Folks, everybody's predicting a close game. Here's what I'm predicting. If you notice, those scores are around the 44-45 range. I think it's going to be a light-up day. I think both offenses are going to light up. And by the way, Mitch Trubisky's been unbelievable.
Yes.
The defense has been playing great. Nagy's been coaching well. And you know what? This is a toss-up game.
It really is. But I like your advice probably to just kind of lay off this game.
There's no way I'm betting against the Bears.
Yeah. Just enjoy
it. I haven't done it the last few weeks. If you've noticed, it's not one of my main picks.
Yeah.
Last week I made it my main pick and I lost. I paid the price.
Mm-hmm.
There may be this year's Rams.
Yeah.
That happened earlier. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a new coach and boom, look at him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Mike.
Seriously.
Great segment there. I love
I juggled that good. Dr. Phil and them are going, here he goes again, flopping around. Here he goes again.
Yeah, as soon as Draft Dr. Phil couldn't join us in the chat room this morning, but as soon as he hears that you think that the Vikings are going to beat the Bears, he's going to be upset. There's no doubt.
And then I'm going to go, you know what my record is?
Excellent.
26-12-2. Period. End the story. But now I got heat on me. Bet Chicago. I got heat.
Yes.
I got the bar room, the contest. It's crazy.
That's true. Now, only I think 20 winners.
Remember Earl Flynn sword fighting four guys going down the steps in Robin Hood? That's me. I'm sword fighting four or five people.
How about that?
Yeah.
Mike, we've got a few minutes left in the show. I wonder if you've got an update
for
us.
Thank God, my legs are tired.
Have you got an update for us on your movie project?
Yeah, I'm going out there. We're leaving the 4th of December, me and B. We're going to meet Adam Rifkin. We're going to meet the production team. We're going to sign some paperwork or do some paperwork and establish some certain things. We also have the actor in mind now that's going to play me, but that's not going to be announced until after the meeting. We've already talked about it. I've talked to Jeremy Morrison on the phone frequently. We talked yesterday. We've done a series of interviews. You and I have another project we're going to announce around the same time that we've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to keep everybody in suspense, but why not? Dribble and drabble. I don't want to overcommit on certain things. But I'm very happy with the selection of the person that says wants to play me,
mm-hmm.
and he's a pertinent Hollywood player. So, or is interested in playing me. And knows of me, which helps a lot. And, don't forget, I was working at Fox for six years, and Fox is based out of Sherman Oaks, California. In fact, I went out there with Andy Furman, my former co-host, and I had the slot that Clay Travis has now, and it was a great show with Jonas Knox and other people. It was one of the better shows, I think. I know good and I know when I do bad. This one was, I thought, very good with that crew. But we had a lot of listeners. Billy Cardell from Pittsburgh, who played
He was in one of those series. What's the name of this? You know who he is.
Yeah.
The heavy set guy.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, and also other actors have listened. Plus, William Peterson would hear me and stuff like that. Mm. So it's good, and it's going real well. So we're going to go out through the 7th, and we'll have more news.
You know, Mike, we've got people in the chat room who are volunteering to play you in the movie, including Steven Zim Zimmerman, who I actually saw face-to-face on a Skype broadcast earlier this week. Steven has green hair. Did you ever have green hair in your past?
No, but I will tell you this: if I do a Superman flick and I need a villain, you'll be one of them.
That's good.
My God, this ain't a Batman movie. It's my autobiography. But tell him thank you.
Great comeback.
And by the way, let me just say this to John Suntress and everybody else: I'm sorry about Stan Lee. I understand. Mm-hmm. The man had a great life. 95, and all the Marvel characters are great.
Mm-hmm.
But they put Spider-Man up against Superman, against Batman. Doesn't matter. The two greatest superheroes of all time were from DC Comics, Batman and Superman.
Yep.
And if you want a debate, I can go all night long, like Lionel Richie sang. Believe me when I tell you this, folks, Superman was the franchise and still is, and Batman's right there. The other one, Spider-Man, great. The Hulk, great. All these other ones, great. But they're the four seasons. Superman was Frankie Valli. That's all I'm saying.
I love it. We got more comments in the chat room. Ryan Billings says, "Hey, Aldo, tell Mike that I can play him. I'm a black guy." That'd be great, right? Having a black man playing you.
He could play Jiggets.
There you go. Yeah, what do you
weigh? He probably weighs 170. Tell him to put on a few pounds. We're going to have Jiggets' character. I mean, we got a lot of work to do.
You absolutely do. Now, CB Fan says, Mike, regarding the green hair thing, he says, Mike makes us green in the wallet. That's what matters. And he is absolutely right.
The green machine. That's what I am. You know what I am? Remember the movie Big? I'm my guy that danced on the piano.
Tom Hanks?
I make good music.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The Bears Bar Room. Hey, by the way, did you do this? The Bears Bar Room Network. This is the Bears Bar Room.
I did a different one. It sounded a little more upbeat.
Nobody knows it's him. He's Aldo Gandia. I love it.
Hey,
I love it.
I want to ask you about the Bulls and Blackhawks before we sign off.
Okay.
Are they ever going to get back to the playoffs? These two teams are not looking like they're playoff worthy anytime soon. What are your just overall thoughts?
They're a joke.
Yeah, both of them, huh?
Both of them are a joke. With Rocky Wirtz, let me just say this. I have all the respect in the world for him, but he's a joke. He sat there like a munchkin in the corner, his head barely above the table. This is the man that brought the Blackhawks back. Mm-hmm. Why are we... Look, I was John McDonough, good marketer, great marketer.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Bowman, lucky sperm club. Okay? I mean, basically. But to get rid of a guy, and I don't care what the Hawks end up doing. I talked to a Hawk fan the other night, my buddy Johnny O. You can't tell him anything. This is a good move. Those are fans. He's got season tickets. Of course, you got to believe it's a good move. It was a bad move. And Rocky Wirtz to just sit in the corner and let other people do the press conference. He's the smartest guy out of them all. Mm-hmm. He's the one that changed the whole culture over there. The other guys helped. And all of a sudden, he's the guy that's in the left. I thought he took a minimum role with that. And then the Bulls are a joke. They're not rebuilding. They're not tanking. They're just bad. Mm-hmm. Period.
It sure does look that way. Boy, oh boy. And I like to get
like
out.
Like a virus.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler, I loved it. He goes, here's another one. Jimmy Butler goes to the 76ers. They lose the first game.
Mm-hmm.
How apropos. And Minnesota wins. I watched them that night. They looked great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Sixers blew a big lead too, right? In that game.
Yeah, I mean, look. Jimmy Butler's on his third team. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
And by the way, thank you so much for finally realizing what I knew 10 years ago, that Carmelo Anthony is a loser.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many All-Star berths he got. That's a popularity contest. somebody said, well, look at, he's 19th in points. He's probably first in the shots attempted. He was shooting 40%. He killed that team. He was disinterested, and he didn't play defense.
Yeah.
I watched the games. I bet the games. Horrible.
Mike, how much sports watching do you do on a typical day?
I love it. I watch every day. I got to keep the knife sharp. I got, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know what? I mean, you can't, you, look, I keep the knife sharp on Bears Barroom. There's no doubt. But, I mean, I love sports. Whether I was working at the hot dog stand, picking paper in the park, which I did, rolling on Rush Street, trying to make the rent. At certain points back in my early days, it doesn't matter. It was always sports kept me going, man.
It's
you know that.
It's what keeps us going, too, especially
our
Chicago Bears.
I love Bears Barroom.
We are good.
100 Proof, I listened to 100 Proof the other day.
What'd you think?
I liked it. You know, you and you started a little bit. You came right out.
Yeah.
I'm listening to a lot of the shows.
Do you like my mom at the top of the show saying that she's going to flash something if the Bears make the playoffs?
Well, I was jumping around, and I don't need that, number one. Was she the lady on from the beginning, or was that Bear? Was that somebody else?
No, it's Aldo's mom. That's my mom. Every
week. All right, I cut in at the middle.
Yeah.
And I heard her. She sounds great.
She does sound great. She's getting up
she
there.
She sounds good, man.
But
sounds good.
Every time I ask her, hey, you want to be on the show and say something silly? She goes, give me that microphone. So she loves
I
it.
I asked my mom if she wants to be on my show. She goes, I got Bridget the Omri. You know.
Mike
thanks.
North, you are my man, I love doing this show.
You're my
with
guy,
you.
Aldo. Alfonso Octavius Gandia.
What is your middle name, Mike?
Donald.
Are you serious? Wait a minute. Turn off this music. We got to talk about this.
Let's talk about it. Let's go.
Donald?
My father's name was Donald. This is great. My father's name was Donald Heronshaw.
Okay.
But then they got divorced, and then he went to live with his grandmother, who changed his name to North, who was her maiden name. Okay? So that's not it. My real name was another name. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you could have been on the radio, the greatest radio jock of all time. It could have been Mike Heronshaw.
No, I'm not the greatest, but I'm in the team photo, I'm sure.
Absolutely in the team photo. Front row center.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, this is redeeming. What were we talking about again?
Donald.
Donald Trump. I knew that's why you put the thing on. I know you.
It comes to music.
When it comes to big mouths and that name, I guess they're synonymous. But smart.
Well put.
Smart.
Smart.
Common sense.
Okay.
Am I wrong if my softball team, if I name my softball team the Caravan? Let me ask you something. Is Mount Carmel? You think Mount Carmel's nickname is the Caravan, isn't it?
I think so, yes.
Got a whole different meaning now.
It does, sure does.
What was that song? Who's that knocking on the door? Who's that ringing the bell? Was that Paul McCartney?
No, it's the Caravan.
God, I like him. Let him in. Wings. Let him in.
That's who it is. All right, Mike North. I love you.
I know my rock groups.
You sure do. And you know
I can't believe it. Connie Francis isn't in the Hall of Fame, but they try to act legitimate. Look her up, folks.
We could easily go another 3 hours.
135 million records sold in 15 different languages. But Buffalo Springfield's in the Hall of Fame.
Buffalo
break.
Springfield is in the Hall of Fame? Oh, my
yes.
God. Can you name a Buffalo Springfield song? Because I
who's
can't.
That? No, I don't. One, but I can't name the name of it. But the only, I mean, my God. I mean, Connie Francis, look her up. Oh, by the way, let me just say this to Bear fans.
Uh-huh.
There's a movement because this is the anniversary of the Walter Payton 275-yard game.
Yes.
Okay? And everybody should wear 34. If you have a 34 jersey or something that says 34,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a, not everybody's got a Peyton jersey, especially
right.
now.
Right.
So if you have a 34 jersey, You know, Walter told me for my birthday, and I maybe later I'll take a picture. By the way, got some good feedback from my picture with Sebastian Janikowski last night. The guy's been kicking field goals for 18 years. I think he'd be great for this town. He loved it here when we hung out together. But if Peyton told me that he had a special birthday present for me, an authentic jersey signed by him, and nobody else would have this jersey, I go, get out of here. He goes, no, and since we're such good friends, I am going to give you this jersey. So my birthday comes around. I think we did the show on a Tuesday. My birthday was coming up on a Thursday. He goes, here's the jersey in the back before we came out. Here's the jersey. I open it up. It's a softball jersey from one of his hotspots that he owned. It says Sweetness on it.
Oh.
And it was autographed by him.
Yeah.
Rat! Rat! I love him. Oh, God bless him.
Absolutely.
I'm going to take a video of it. Of the Sweetness jersey. We're number 34 to the... They had a thing last night. I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, Aldo. Walter's 9 minutes of him running. I forgot how dominant he was.
Yes.
You know he was dominant, but you forget how dominant. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And by the way, if you need a ticket to Sunday's game, go over to TixBlitz.com. They've got some great sales there. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Walter Payton, and you recall that 275-yard game against the Vikings, right? It was unbelievable. Go ahead.
He ran, and the run to break the record wasn't really momentum. It was to the left side. Wait a minute. Hold on. Did you just ask me if I remembered?
I knew that was the bad.
Is this an Alzheimer's test? Some timer's test?
You passed.
No, but I remember it like it was yesterday. Here's another thing. People think that's still the record. It's not.
No,
do
it's
you know
not.
Who holds the record for an individual game?
Oh, let's see. Man, it's some like no-name guy, right?
No, he's known.
Okay, LeSean McCoy, is it?
Wait, let me just. Can I do the clock?
Sure.
And then the buzzer. I'll give you 5 seconds. Ready?
Okay. Is it LeSean McCoy?
No.
No. Is it? Who is
Adrian
it?
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian.
296 yards in 2007.
Well, maybe Jordan.
Look it up on the computer. I looked it up before, and I'm telling you, I was shocked. That's a hell of a good day.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I hate the fact that I'm Viking.
And the guy is still, listen to this. We had him buried, dead. His career in shambles. He's averaging 96 yards a game from scrimmage. And he's like he was considered finished. Yep. He's one of the best running backs in the league right now.
Yeah. Well,
you don't get this kind of information. Do you think if you turn into the other shows, they... I'm sure they have information. I'm not on this network, but other networks. What do you think?
No, if you...
Right?
Let me tell you something. If you go over to one of the radio stations right now, they're talking about soccer.
They're
talking about their lunch.
I don't know what. Wow. Yeah, you know what? Very exciting. One-to-one game. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Just run into traffic afterwards and say, you just blew $100. Just run into traffic.
Mike North, I love you.
Are you winded? Are you tired?
I am winded. It is time for my morning nap. I am going to bid you adieu and tell everybody, stop by and make sure you pass on the podcast. It's going to be up on bearsbarroom.com and at Podbean, iTunes, where have you. Anywhere you can find a podcast, we're on there. Spotify, we're on. So make sure you let your friends and family and everyone know about the Mike North Advantage here at bearsbarroom.com. Say goodbye, Mike.
Don't make me mortify. Check us out on Sportify. Little Jesse Jackson before I go. So long, everybody.